And joining me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Teresa Maurer, our local food ambassador. How are you on this fine Friday?
I'm doing great. It's been gorgeous, and I'm looking forward to a little bit more of that.
Might be a little nippy this weekend. Some temperatures dropping into the 30s, upper 30s in parts of the listening area.
I have heard that, but it is October after
that's
all.
That's right. And what's great about that is you have a recipe coming up that's perfect for chillier weather.
Exactly. Uses almost all local food ingredients, too, which makes it even more special.
Excellent. Speaking of local food, that is an emphasis of the Protein, Produce, and Pennies event that's taking place.
Yeah.
Campaign, right.
Yeah, exactly. Last night, Mayor Jordan made a proclamation for Food Day, which actually is extending a month, starting today and going through November 1st. And the City of Fayetteville, Feed Fayetteville, and Seeds That Feed, and a number of other local groups are kind of getting together on a campaign, which, as you said, is Protein, Produce, and Pennies. And there's a drive for donations. So the protein means you could donate some canned tuna or canned chicken. Produce means that you could purchase some extra produce at the market or bring some in of your own. There are people to collect it at the market and get it to the places that help serve hungry people. And then pennies. You know, if you're a kid and you can only donate a few pennies, or if you're a parent and you can donate a few dollars, these groups will be prepared to accept those during the Fayetteville Farmers Market. And I'm sure there's other markets that are having other food-related events.
This Sunday at Greenhouse Grill, yesterday Luke Gramlich on Ozarks at Large explained Tricycle Farms and what they're doing. And Pesto Fest is part of that. There's a contest involved with this.
Yes, and I thought I'd talk just a tiny bit about that. Various slow food folks have kind of asked me, when are you guys going to have a contest? Well, slow food isn't going to do it, but Tricycle Farms is. And this is at the Greenhouse Grill. And for $5, you can bring a certain amount of your pesto before 6 o'clock, I believe you have to turn it in. And then it will be judged by chefs. And you'll get feedback on it. And there'll be, I think, first, second, and third prizes awarded, which are prizes from local businesses. So that's really, I think, kind of a fun. There is basil at the market right now, garlic, just about all the ingredients you'd need, depending on your very special, very own pesto recipe.
Now, I know we don't have a firm answer to the question, what's the latest on possible more markets, winter markets, the Sunday markets? It was discussed at the council meeting Tuesday, but we're far from a firm answer.
Exactly. Really, what you could say is if you imagine a series of gates, the first gate has been opened, and it means that markets are possible. It doesn't mean they are required to be done, must be done, or anything else. We just wanted to have a way for our board of directors to explore some additional options. There is public interest in an evening market, for example, and that's one of the things that was made possible. But we decided while we were talking to the council about it, we'd go ahead and get the realm of possibilities made possible. Again, this is not a must-do requirement. It makes it possible. And we have to have further work by the Planning Commission and the parks and all the other partners that are involved with the Botanical Garden Market to allow that to proceed. It does not in any way affect our jewel in the crown, the square market. We're really trying to make the Botanical Garden a bigger jewel. It is a jewel right now, but there are some opportunities to really grow that. So what the council did was make some more options possible out there.
Stay tuned. All right. I teased at the beginning of our conversation a recipe. You have brought in stew?
I have. Wow. I'm going to call it the Fall Market Stew.
Okay.
And I sort of gave myself some challenges. Once again, have as many local ingredients as possible and preferably take less than an hour from start to finish. This one, I timed it, took me 50 minutes, and that's from chopping up the first onion to ladling out the first bowl of soup.
50.
So that's 50, 5-0.
Okay.
And it's a one-pot thing, so you could do it in your favorite stock pot or cast iron skillet, which is what I use, a big deep skillet, just because it's nice in terms of giving you plenty of room. So would you like me to describe the recipe?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, of course, like many recipes, you're going to chop a medium onion. I used a red onion, which gives kind of a nice flavor, but we have lots of different kinds of onions on the market right now. So you could just choose your favorite.
Chop that up. So the onion was local.
The onion was local. The garlic was local. 4 cloves of garlic, and you want to chop that up, saute it in a little bit of olive oil. Not local, but if you want to procure it locally, of course you can. 5 minutes on that just to kind of get it softened up. Then you're going to take eggplant. and you're going to peel it. It can be a small or medium-sized eggplant. Peel it and cube it. And I think we talked about eggplant last year, and that one of the things that people were – they're never quite sure what to do about with what to do with eggplant. So the answer is you can combine it with a lot of other really cool stuff and give it a nice color combination, because eggplant sometimes scares people because of the color. But in this stew, it gives you a flavor and a texture and blends in with lots of different colors. But anyway, you peel the skin and you cube it. You take bell peppers, and we also have lots of colors of bell peppers. Peppers, so you can pick red or gold, whatever you want. Do that in strips. A cup of tomato juice. Now, you can just use your – that is not local, mm-hmm. but you could make your own if you wanted to. I just bought it. You could make it a spicy tomato juice if you want, or just plain, however you feel there.
If you're making your own tomato juice, you're going to be over the 50 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. So I did take some shortcuts here, and there's one more which I'll tell you about in a minute.
Okay.
A quarter of a cup of red wine. Now, you can do that almost locally with some of the wineries.
I'm going to call that local.
That
if you're
is
getting
local.
It from Altus or
mm-hmm.
Eureka Springs,
exactly.
Tawnytown, I'm calling that local.
Yep. And red wine is just a wonderful ingredient for any vegetable stew, and it works really well in this one. So once again, there you've got your onion and garlic going, and in the meantime, you're cubing your eggplant, stripping your bell peppers, and you're going to add the eggplant, bell peppers, tomato juice, red wine to the onions and garlic. Give that a good stir. Then add a bay leaf, mm-hmm. teaspoon of basil. That could be dried or 3 teaspoons fresh. 1 teaspoon of marjoram, which is kind of an interesting dry spice, but dry herb. It's very available. 1/2 teaspoon of oregano. And 1 teaspoon of salt. So those things go in with the vegetables. And again, give them a good stir. So you cover that and give it about 10 minutes simmering, mm-hmm. kind of, you know, medium, low to medium, somewhere in there. Kind of check it. You don't want it ferociously boiling.
Right.
Okay. Then take the cover off. And while it's been, you know, simmering away, you've been slicing up zucchini or yellow squash. I used yellow squash in this just because it was kind of a pretty fall color, but you could use anything. And then 2 medium tomatoes cut in chunks. Unfortunately, I couldn't use local tomatoes, so I opened a 14.5-ounce can of tomatoes. Diced tomatoes. You can have green chilies with them. You can have plain. Buy your favorite canned tomatoes, since you can't get them local very much right now. Although we will have a few at market on Saturday. Okay, so like I said, you've let that first mix simmer. Take the cover off, add your sliced squash and your tomatoes, give it another stir. And at this point, the eggplant, one of the things it does is it thickens up the stew a little bit. So you take a look at it and you decide if you want it more soupy or you want it more of a thick stew. And if you want it a little bit more soupy, then add a little bit of water or a little bit of wine, mm-hmm. give it another stir, and give it 10 more minutes. Then you're done.
Really?
So basically, you know, from start to finish with the prep in there, taste the veggies. Some people like their veggies a little crunchier in the stew, but those times will give you a very nice fall stew, and it looks, as we'll lift off the lid in a moment, it looks very fall. It's got orange, and it's got green and red, and, you know, kind of, it's just a great fall thing.
Well, here, so let's have some fall market stew.
Great. Okay. We'll just scoop it up here.
Oh, it looks delicious.
Yeah.
You just took off the lid. And
I'm going to go ahead and let you scoop out what you'd like there, and you can kind of stir it around and see all the different colors in there. But like I said, it's a very nice autumnal stew.
Well, this is perfect for fall.
Yeah. So we'll see what you think of this. It's always, you know, a little risky sharing a recipe with somebody.
Oh, it smells delicious.
Yeah.
Mmm. That's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Very
good.
See, there's a lot of different flavors in there, but hopefully not too overwhelming. And the texture, again, the eggplant gives a nice texture and thickness, but it doesn't overwhelm the other things that are in there.
And you're right about the eggplant. This is a good intro if you've never done eggplant, because it's very inconspicuous here.
Exactly. Right. As I said, if you could just get people to close their eyes and taste eggplant, it is wonderful. But in here, it just blends right in with the other colors and flavors.
We're going to have this recipe on the website.
We will.
And you're going to come back a week from today when we'll have more details about the award ceremony the 13th at the Farmers Market.
Exactly.
Teresa, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kyle.
Oh, and if people want to know more about Slow Food in the Ozarks?
Oh, yeah. Ozarksslowfood.org. And actually, we've been making some improvements to our website, and we just got a new logo. So you'll get to see that. And there's, of course, you can always sign up for our free newsletter.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
October is the month of KUAF's fall campaign. All contributions made during this month count toward KUAF's fall campaign goal. Show your support today at KUAF.com.